Okay, it's a little early. Yeah, it is. William Brantley, are you here and prepared to do your... Okay, why don't you come on up and do your committee report. The other three reports are not oral reports. They're in the books. We got just one oral report for the day.
Hello. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is William Brantley. I work in the Administrative Services Office of the Division as the New Grants Program Manager. Today, I'll be giving you a short brief on the Commercial Fishing Resource Fund. No commission action is required. It's simply an update on where the program and process are. The MFC Commercial Resource Fund Committee met on December 19th at the Washington Regional Office. An overview of the Commercial Fishing Resource Fund was given to committee by staff. Operating under North Carolina General Statute 113-173.1, the fund is an initial requirement to cover the state's incidental take permits for the commercial fishing industry, and remaining receipts may be used for other projects to develop and support sustainable commercial fishing in the state. Prior to any action with the remaining receipts, a memorandum of understanding had to be developed. The memorandum of understanding was developed and approved by the MFC Commercial Resource Fund Committee and the Funding Committee for the North Carolina Commercial Fishing Resource Fund. The MFC Commercial Resource Fund Committee is made up of three current members of the commission delegated by the chairman prior to giving to the commercial seats. The Funding Committee for the North Carolina Commercial Fishing Resource Fund is made up of six members from the North Carolina commercial fishing focused organizations named in the statute. Two separate committees have authority over the fund, the MFC Commercial Resource Fund Committee and the Funding Committee for the North Carolina Commercial Fishing Resource Fund. These committees must vote to agree on funding decisions before projects can move beyond their planning phase. The division also has roles with the Commercial Fishing Resource Fund. The division ensures the fund is fully funded, the state's incidental take permits for the commercial industry, administers the fund, reviews projects and proposals, and makes scientific or merit-based recommendations to the committees on project applications. At the December meeting, the MFC Commercial Resource Funding Committee acted upon the recommendation of the Funding Committee for the Commercial Fishing Resource Fund and approved three projects to begin work. These three projects are being conducted by DMS staff. First being the Disease and Pathology Research and Monitoring Project, which designated $25,000 to make funds available, if needed, to the division in order to collect, prepare, and send samples to a designated pathology facility, pay for the facility's expert analysis and report of findings. Commercial Gear Development Project will fund $150,000 for year one of research to compare catch rates of shrimp and bycatch from otter trawls equipped with control and experimental bycatch reduction technologies with a goal of 40% fin fish reduction. Finally, the Commercial Fisheries Statistics Project will designate 1 year of funding of $125,000 to sustain and enhance the DMS trip ticket program. This data program will assist fisheries managers and the commercial fishing industry to ensure the North Carolina marine resources and commercial fishing industry are sustainable. Two RFPs have been issued to the public. These will not be division projects. An RFP for a public relations campaign has been published. The committee's intent is to, quote, educate the public on North Carolina's sustainable commercial fishing industry, fishery and gear research that the industry has participated in, and how the fishing industry has modified commercial fishing activities which resulted in less environmental impact. The second RFP is for an economic impact study, which will, quote, develop a comprehensive economic assessment of the economic impact and net societal benefits from North Carolina's commercial fishing industry. RFP applications will be reviewed mid-cycle at a joint meeting on March 7th in Washington. Final reviews will take place in an additional called meeting after the fully developed applications are received. The fund will be held to guidance of state terms and conditions for contracting. Budget reports will be offered at funding committee meetings. Finally, multiple levels of accountability will oversee the fund. Funds will only be used for their intended purposes. All projects receiving funds will be required to submit projects to the division and will be distributed to both committees. And as I mentioned earlier, the next meeting will be March 7th at the Washington Regional Office to review initial RFP applications. And Mr. Chairman, that sums up my committee report, and I'll open the floor to any questions.
Any questions? Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, William. Question for you quickly on the economic benefit. Since North Carolina does not require commercial fishermen to tell where their fish are sold in-state, out-of-state, interstate, intrastate, how are you going to determine the economic benefit to the state of North Carolina, or is it just going to be to the economic benefit to the country in general?
Commissioner, I'd have to defer to our economist to answer that question correctly.
Thank you.
Anything else, Steve?
Yeah, I think that's why it's going to be in a request for proposal, because we're going to have to look at that. The thing with economic impact in the commercial industry is data, right? So it's trying to determine those data.
I agree, Steve, and with the meeting that I think was held after the nominating committee meeting that we had with you and the economist, I'd make a request right now that as soon as we can to get on the agenda for the commission to go over a presentation by the division's economist to go over economic benefit and all of the, and you think fisheries terms and acronyms are difficult, the economic part of it is more difficult to understand than possibly any of it, and that is a driving management tool, especially now with the new MREP data to take a look at. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions or comments? No, William, thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Appreciate your work. Okay, Chuck, I'm going to do something nice for you. We're going to adjourn for lunch.
Outstanding.
We will be back here at 1:30. I'll tell you what, we're adjourning early. Let's be back here at 1. Yeah, 1 o'clock.